All right, welcome to this emergency weekend update. Mike Adams here, Sunday, September 10th, 2023, and we're responding to the unbelievable tyranny, the declaration that the Bill of Rights has been suspended in the state of New Mexico by the governor, a tyrant named Michelle Lujan Grisham. Of course, a Democrat. Of course, a Democrat. Another one of these nanny Democrat women that wants to rule over your life. So she declared that no one has a Second Amendment right. No one is allowed to carry a concealed firearm in the county in which Albuquerque, the city Albuquerque, exists. She declared that all firearms, even in the hands of law-abiding owners who have concealed carry permits, it's banned. You can't carry your guns, she says, because she's a tyrant, in the counties of Albuquerque and Bernalillo. I'm not familiar with that county, but and she said this is because some children have been shot in New Mexico, and therefore your constitutional rights are now suspended. And she says this is necessary in order to stop the deaths of children. And she invoked this under a public health emergency protocol. So you see how COVID set the tone, that now they're going to claim that it's a public health problem that people are being shot. And therefore, your rights, your First Amendment right, your Second Amendment right, all your rights are suspended by decree because the tyrants have run amok in New Mexico. And I'm actually going to play the video for you of this tyrant governor of New Mexico, Grisham, actually saying this and justifying it. And by the way, this is a reminder, just like we recently saw in Hawaii, with the government there committing acts of outright terrorism, burning children alive, burning them to death by the hundreds, you know, calling off the fire department, shutting off the water, turning off the sirens, guiding and steering, if not igniting the fires that murdered probably at least 1,000 people. Because, of course, the people of Hawaii keep electing tyrants. When you elect Democrats who are terrorists, then you should not be surprised when they commit acts of terrorism against you. This is exactly what's happening in New Mexico. The governor there is a tyrant and a terrorist who is now on the side of the criminals, because now the criminals know that law-abiding citizens will not be armed. This is now a free-for-all for the rapists, the murderers, the carjackers, the home invaders. All kinds of criminal violence have now been enabled, if not empowered, by the governor of New Mexico, a tyrant female Democrat. Pretty sure she's a female. Kind of hard to tell from her face, but I think she is. She's a tyrant. And this is what you get in New Mexico when you keep voting for Democrats who are terrorists. So I'm going to play the video for you here of her declaring this or justifying it, saying that it had to be done for the children, of course, for the children. Check this out.
Yeah. You took but your point is valid.
You took an oath to the Constitution. Isn't it unconstitutional to say you cannot exercise your carry license?
With one exception, and that is if there's an emergency and I've declared an emergency for a temporary amount of time, I can invoke additional powers. No constitutional right, in my view, including my oath, is intended to be absolute. There are restrictions on free speech. There are restrictions on my freedoms. In this emergency, this 11-year-old and all these parents who have lost all these children, they deserve my attention to have the debate about whether or not in an emergency we can create a safer environment. Because what about their constitutional rights? I took an oath to uphold those too. And if we ignore this growing problem without being bold, I've said to every other New Mexican, your rights are subrogated to theirs.
All right, it's hard to not use profanity to respond to this absolute tyrant, where she says that your constitutional rights have to be taken away so that she can protect other people's constitutional rights. Did you hear that? I mean, that is insane. And she talks about this 11-year-old child that apparently has been shot. And in order to protect an 11-year-old child, somehow you're going to take away all the guns from law-abiding citizens who never shot 11-year-old children, who aren't the criminals. This woman is insane. She's absolutely insane. But look, there is a trap being set here. And this is why I needed to put this out, and I want to state this as calmly as I can. This is a trap. Here's what's happening. You are being baited by the Democrat regime, where they're trying to get you to, they're trying to provoke a civil war. They're trying to do tyrannical things that are so insane that they whip up some kind of an armed citizen's response, and then they can point to those citizens and say, look, all the people are terrorists, and we have to declare even bigger emergencies and bigger martial law and take all the guns. This is what this is all about. This governor, I'm convinced, has been given an order. You declare the Second Amendment to be null and void in New Mexico. Do it, because they want to provoke a response. This is because the Democrats are so incredibly desperate. Bidenomics is collapsing the economy of America. The money printing is off the charts. The dollar is collapsing in purchasing power, as everybody can see at the grocery store. The Democrats are being caught and exposed for their tyranny and censorship against the First Amendment. And their financial shenanigans are being exposed with the Biden crime cartel being exposed by whistleblowers. All the bribery and kickbacks from, you know, Burisma and Ukraine and other sources, it's all being exposed. It's all coming out. New books, new documentaries, The Sound of Freedom, exposing the child sex trafficking, all of it. The Democrats are so desperate. This is why they're trying to throw Trump in jail, and they're trying to get him declared null and void from the ballots using the 14th Amendment, because the Democrats know they can't win an election. They can't win because the will of the American people has rejected their insanity, their tyranny, their fascism. And this is another example of that kind of insanity, of what this governor is doing, saying, oh, all the law-abiding citizens, you have to give up your guns or we will arrest you. But they won't go out and arrest the criminals. You notice that? They let the criminals run loose across the city. They defund the police and then they disarm the citizens. And then they create an emergency and use the emergency to declare an emergency to stay in power. This is their model, because they can't win elections. So folks, do not fall for the trap. Do not respond to this with violence of any kind. You know, do not, watch what you post. I know this is frustrating, but I don't want to see anybody out there posting crazy, you know, calling for anybody to be hanged or killed or shot or any kind of violence. I don't want to see anything like that. You need to respond to this by calling for her impeachment and then her prosecution. We need to prosecute this crazed, insane tyrant for her attempt to violate the civil rights of all the people in those two counties in the state of New Mexico. She has violated their civil rights. And in fact, New Mexico State Representatives Stefani Lord and John Block, both Republicans, are now calling for the impeachment of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. That has been done. They've issued a press release, and they say this is an abhorrent attempt at imposing a radical progressive agenda on an unwilling populace. Rather than addressing crime at its core, Governor Grisham is restricting the rights of law-abiding gun owners. And this is a press release, again, from Stefani Lord. I'm going to read you more of it here. Representative Lord says, quote, I'm calling on counsel to begin the impeachment process against Governor Grisham. Even Grisham believes this emergency order won't prohibit criminals from carrying or using weapons. A basic admission that this will only put New Mexicans in danger, as they won't be able to defend themselves from violent crime. I have a news flash for the governor. The Second Amendment is an absolute right. And so is my authority to impeach you for violating your oath to New Mexico and the United States. Applause. Yeah, mic drop. You nailed it, Representative Stefani Lord. And what I want you to do listening to this, again, I want you to remain peaceful, remain calm, but if you live in New Mexico, I want you to contact your state representatives. I want you to contact the office of the governor, and I want you to contact the state troopers of New Mexico and call for the arrest, the law and order arrest of Governor Grisham for her collusion with criminals. She has just empowered criminals to carry out more attacks and more violence against children. She has made Albuquerque a more dangerous city than what it already was. She just said all law-abiding citizens must no longer carry firearms. That just gave the green light to all the criminals. This is collusion with murderers. And you, so-called Governor Grisham, you probably rigged the election to even win, because that's the only way Democrats can even get elected. You are complicit in mass murder. You are enabling violent criminals, and you are violating your oath of office, and that makes you a traitor to the people of New Mexico, and you should be prosecuted, arrested, prosecuted, and spend your life in prison where you can think about what you have done to violate the lives and the safety of the people that you claim to represent. You are an abhorrent, cancerous tumor upon New Mexico. You are a wretched creature of deception and fraud, and you should be removed from office through due process, law and order. Again, not mob violence, not vigilante justice or anything like that, but through the rule of law, you should be removed from office, and we the people must act with due diligence, with courage, and with the utmost speed to demand her impeachment, her removal from office, and criminal prosecutions against her. Because a message needs to be sent to all the governors who are no doubt watching this, especially the Democrat governors. They're trying to see if they can get away with this. They're trying to see if Governor Grisham gets away with this, because you notice she framed it as a, quote, public health issue. Public health? What does the unfortunate killing of an 11-year-old girl have to do with public health? I mean, public health means in the aggregate of all the people, all the millions of people, the shooting of one person or even five people or 10 people, that's not a public health issue. Public health means epidemiology, you know, pandemics, like a chemical explosion and then this deadly gas spreading through the air. You know, that would be public health. And no doubt, by the way, this governor also promotes the vaccine bioweapons. That's a public health issue. And she's on the side of the bioweapons terrorists, by the way. She's a terrorist. She's been pushing vaccines, no doubt. And she'll probably be pushing masks again soon. And other biological weapons and depopulation weapons on the people of New Mexico, because just like all Democrats, she hates the people that she claims to represent. She wants to exterminate the people. She wants to make her state more dangerous and less populous. She wants to crush the economy, no doubt, because that's the way Democrats are operating now. They want to shut down the infrastructure, shut down food, shut down farms, shut down energy, fossil fuels, transportation, refineries, all of it. All they want you to do is to obey, disarm, take more jabs, and either starve to death or be raped and murdered by the violent criminals that they keep allowing back onto the streets because they refuse to prosecute criminals. But they'll gladly prosecute you for exercising your constitutional rights, rights that are not subject to the whims of a psychotic female Democrat governor. All of whom seem to be insane, by the way. No, you psycho bitch, you don't get to rewrite the Second Amendment because of your feelings and your emotions about any child or even your own child. You don't get to rewrite the Second Amendment. You are beholden to the Constitution that you took an oath to defend and that you have now violated. You are a criminal who shall be, I believe, removed from power through the rule of law. Now, remember that with her logic, she could take away all your rights at any time that she feels like something is wrong. For example, climate change. Oh, climate's an emergency. Therefore, she can say, well, you have no Fourth Amendment rights. Search and seizure because climate, you know. It doesn't make any sense, no. But it also doesn't make any sense to take away your Second Amendment rights because some criminals shot some innocent children. What's that got to do with you? Nothing. You didn't shoot anybody. You didn't violate any law. The concealed carry holders in the state of New Mexico, they uphold the law. They are the ones who stop a lot of violent crime because the criminals are always asking themselves, I wonder in this, you know, cafe, how many of these people are armed? And if it's a cafe in Albuquerque, it's probably 30-40%. Would you walk around Albuquerque without being armed? I wouldn't. Not a chance. I would be heavily and legally armed in Albuquerque. You know, a city that's being taken over by the drug cartels, by the way, because Democrats won't crack down on open borders. You know, remember, this is an open borders governor. Oh, come on in. We're a sanctuary state. Yeah. And then when things go wrong, we'll take away the rights of the Americans, the law-abiding Americans, you see. Unbelievable. She says it's a 30-day ban on the concealed carry of guns. And then she says she might extend that just based on her own opinions and her own feelings and whatever she feels like. Is it still an emergency 30 days later? We're going to make it 60 days. And then, remember, 2 weeks to flatten the curve? Yeah, that's how this goes. You know, 3 years later, they'll still be arresting people for legally carrying concealed weapons that they already have permits for. I mean, this is outrageous. Jonathan Turley, the constitutional law attorney, said that this move by Grisham is, quote, flagrantly unconstitutional under existing Second Amendment precedent. Democrat leaders have increasingly turned to a claim used successfully during the pandemic in declaring a health emergency to maximize unilateral authority of governors. But the taking away of individual rights as an emergency measure is hardly new. For centuries, governments have claimed that the suspension of individual rights is necessary for the good of citizens. You have to give up your rights so that she can protect who knows who. I'll tell you what, here's Eric Pratt, the senior VP of Gun Owners of America, GOA, arguably one of the best Second Amendment groups out there. The governor's actions are evil and tyrannical. GOA's attorneys are already preparing a complaint. Yeah, good for you. So heads up to the governor, he says, we will see you in court. I'm with you. On Twitter, Nick Short posted this. He says, this public health order is a trial balloon for things to come. The moment we allowed them to do this with COVID, we opened the door. That's exactly right. Vivek Ramaswamy says, the Second Amendment isn't a recommendation, it's a right. A suggestion to Governor MLG, that's Grisham, on how to actually reduce violent crime in your state. Focus on sealing your state's southern border and stop the virtue signaling elsewhere. In my opinion, I think that New Mexico's state troopers should arrest Governor Grisham. Arrest her under the rule of law for her complicity with violent criminals. Again, by empowering and enabling violent criminals to carry out more violence against innocent New Mexicans, knowing that they will not be armed. And by the way, although I very consistently urge everybody to follow the law on guns and firearms, you know, concealed carry and all of that, in this case, what she has issued is not a law, and it is not constitutional. It is the emotional vomit of an unhinged, tyrannical, authoritarian psychopath who has somehow occupied the office of the governor. for the state of New Mexico. If I lived in New Mexico, I would absolutely not comply with that tyrannical psychopath. I would absolutely continue to carry concealed because it is my right and it is protected by the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the legal precedent in the state of New Mexico. And now I can't tell you what to do. Perhaps she would have you or I arrested if we were to do that. And perhaps she would have us charged with something. But again, there's no law. It's not clear how she thinks she's going to enforce this or what people will be charged with if they legally carry a concealed weapon in the interest of self-defense and public safety, by the way. But I would not comply with this. It is clearly lawless. It is clearly the, like I said, the emotional vomit of a deranged, psychopathic, power-hungry lunatic who no doubt has been told by the Biden handlers to bait the American people into some kind of an attempted uprising or some kind of civil war. Again, that's the trap. This whole thing is a trap. And you notice that the traps are getting more and more insane, like, you know, trying to put Trump in prison. Or now for the climate change hoax, they want to clear cut 70 million acres of trees. They want to carry out ecological terrorism against the planet and then bury those trees, which is insane. And they say that's going to be good for the planet. Now, like cutting trees is what the left thinks is good for the planet. Look, I got to tell you, what we are witnessing here, this is fifth generation warfare against the American people. Cutting off the food supply, sabotage operations against the food facilities, shutting down pipelines, oil exploration, fires at refineries. I wonder, you know, how those are happening. No doubt deep state operations teams are running around carrying out sabotage. And now they're just going to declare that your Second Amendment rights are null and void because of whatever. They just make it up. Oh, somebody was shot. Oh, there's mold. You know, oh, there's another virus. So you have to give up all your rights? Really? This woman needs a reality check. She needs to be politically bitch slapped back into the real world. I'm not sure that's possible, given that she's a Democrat and they live in a delusional artificial reality all the time. But she does need to be politically bitch slapped into reality. And let's see if an impeachment effort might accomplish that. So look, if you live in New Mexico, I want you to call your state representatives, state senators, and I want you to urge them to support impeachment of this tyrannical governor. And I want you to call on Monday, call, and don't just send an email. I mean, you call and you keep calling until you get through. And you register your complaint with them and you call the governor's office. Now, don't make threats. Don't be stupid. That'll get you arrested, which is what they want. Don't make threats. Be matter of fact. Call for impeachment, call for the rule of law, and call for your rights to be upheld and protected rather than violated. I mean, this woman she's a constitutional rapist. She just wants to violate and rape everybody's rights because of some other act of violence that took place somewhere else that had nothing to do with you. This is insane, but this is what they want. They're gauging how much pushback there is. They're gauging whether they can get away with this. And you need to make sure that they do not get away with this, but don't fall for the bait or the trap where they're trying to get people to become violent. Don't fall for that. Push back lawfully, peacefully, but firmly. And in fact, I think that somebody should organize peaceful protests against the governor on the streets carrying signs. And I wouldn't be surprised if that protest is starting to form. And if I find out about a protest like that, I will help spread the word. And I will encourage people to go to that protest peacefully and probably don't bring weapons because that's what they want. This might be a J6 trap, you know? So you don't want to bring weapons. but you do want to exercise your First Amendment right. And if she shuts it down, claiming, oh, public health, you can't protest the government, bitch, read the First Amendment. You don't get to dictate everybody's behavior. You are bound by the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Constitution of the state of New Mexico. And, you know, court precedent, Supreme Court rulings on the Second Amendment and all of that. And this is the message that she needs to hear loud and clear, hopefully while she's rotting in jail after being prosecuted for her crimes against the people of New Mexico. So spread the word. Get active about this in terms of sharing it on social media. Repost this video on other channels. This video will be on Rumble, as well as BitChute, as well as Brighteon.com. And you are free to repost it or share it or quote snippets of it. Put little snippets on Twitter if you want, or just get the issue out and look at the other tweets about this. If you want to tweet the governor of New Mexico, the Twitter handle is at Gov or G-O-V-M-L-G, as in Michelle Lujan Grisham, M-L-G. So that's Gov M-L-G. That's her call sign on Twitter. Well, now X. So again, do not call for violence. Do not make threats. Don't be stupid. But do stand your ground and push back firmly and diligently against this tyranny. If you don't push back, you're going to be living under this tyranny, and it will spread. They're watching to see what happens. So push back hard, but don't fall for the bait. All right. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here of naturalnews.com and also the founder of Brighteon.com. God bless America. Take care.